Proclamation number 2783, dated the June 22nd, 1943. Sacrificial love. Love enables a person to make any sacrifice, and thus your love should be such that you will gladly and joyfully give up everything if this will help your neighbor. Sacrificial love is inexpressibly beneficial, both for your souls as well as for the soul of a fellow human being who thereby learns to love as well. For the love which touches him will also kindle the indwelling spark of love, which can develop into a flame. A person's deed must be inspired by love. Only then will it be true love, which not only expresses itself in words and feelings but in active care as well. The bliss of accomplishing a kind deed which helps a fellow human being makes a person feel very happy. Thus love by itself is already rewarding, because it is pleasing and encourages constantly new actions of love. A love which is willing to make sacrifices does not consider itself. A person gives of what he owns without thinking if it benefits someone else. He gives to others and is happy that he can help his fellow human being. Only this kind of love will result in his soul's maturity, which is his goal on earth, for it will make his heart receptive for the divine love itself, which requires such a prepared soul as an abode in order to stay and work in a person. Through his love, the human being draws God, who is love itself, close to him. And he will never be without love, because divine love will fill his heart and his whole nature will change into love. He will adapt himself to God. He will find the union with him on earth already, which is the purpose and goal of his life on earth. Anyone making a sacrifice out of love for his neighbor gives up very little in exchange for so much more. As long as he is still fond of earthly possessions, as long as the commodities of the world mean everything to him, he will be incapable of any kind-hearted deed, for his selfish love will be too great and will prevent him from giving for his fellow human being's sake. Only love will make him do this. The love for his fellow human being will make his possessions seem worthless to him. He will only try to help and will no longer calculate the advantages he would gain from his wealth. He will give gladly and joyfully because he will be motivated to do so by love. But anyone without love is incapable of parting with the possessions of the world, nor will he ever experience pure joy. He will not get to know the happiness which kind-hearted activity triggers in a person. And in order to help those people, in order to teach them actions of love, God allows adversity to come upon the earth, harsh conditions, which should encourage every person to practice love. An adversity which intends to kindle the spark of love in every person in order to act with love. Once he has felt the happiness of kind-hearted activity, his heart will no longer be so hardened. Hence you humans should practice love. You should give what is dear and valuable to you if you can reduce people's adversity with it. You should not think long as to whether it will be to your advantage or disadvantage. You should be impelled by the love in your heart, and this does not stop and think. It makes sacrifices and gladly gives what it owns. It only wants to help and ease a fellow human being's fate. And if you can make sacrifices, you will not become poorer but gain far more riches, for God's strength of love will flow to you, which exceeds the value of all earthly possessions. You will sacrifice earthly goods and exchange them for spiritual possessions, and these possessions will be yours to keep. They cannot be taken away from you, even if you leave the earth and enter the spiritual kingdom. Every sacrifice you have made out of love for your fellow human beings will increase your eternal possessions. For this reason you should spend your life on earth with continuous actions of love. You should be of service and give to others, offering help and advice to those who are still weak and require physical and spiritual assistance. You should make sacrifices in order to also awaken love in your fellow human being, so that you will fulfill your mission on earth. Amen.